Chapter 17. Ashtavakra said, "He who is content with purified senses and always enjoys solitude has gained the fruit of knowledge and the fruit of practice of yoga too. The knower of the truth is never distressed in this world, for the whole round world is full of himself alone. None of these senses please a man who has found satisfaction within, just as nimba leaves do not please the elephant that has the taste for salaki leaves. Not attached to things he has enjoyed, and not hankering after things he has not enjoyed, such a man is hard to find. Those who desire pleasure and those who desire liberation are found in the world, but the greed-souled man who desires neither pleasure nor liberation is rare indeed. It is only the noble-minded who is free from attraction or repulsion to religion, wealth, sensuality, and life and death, too. He who feels no desire for the elimination of all of these, nor anger at its continuing, so the lucky man lives happily with whatever means subsistence presents itself. Thus fulfilling through this knowledge, contented, and with the thinking mind emptied, he lives happily, just seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. In him for whom the ocean of the world has dried up, there is neither attachment or aversion. His gaze is vacant, his behavior purposeless, and his senses inactive. Surely the supreme state is everywhere for the liberated mind. He is neither awoken or sleeping, and neither opens or closes his eyes. The liberated man is resplendent to everything, free from desires. Everywhere he appears self-possessed and pure of heart. Seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting, speaking, and walking about, the great-souled man who is freed in trying to achieve or avoid everything is free indeed. The liberated man is free from desires everywhere. He does not blame, does not praise, does not rejoice, is not disappointed, and neither gives nor takes. When a great-souled one is equally unperturbed in the mind and self-possessed at the sight of a woman of full desire and at approaching death, he is truly liberated. There is no distinction between pleasure and pain, man and woman, success and failure for the wise man who looks on everything as equal. There is no aggression or compassion, no pride or humility, no wonder or confusion for the man whose days of running are over. The liberated man is not averse to the senses, nor is he attached to them. He enjoys himself continually, with an unattached mind in both achievement and non-achievement. One established in the absolute state, with an absolute mind, does not know the alternatives of inner stillness, and lack of stillness, and good and evil. Free of me, and mine in the senses of responsibility, aware that nothing exists, with desire extinguished within. A man does not act even in acting. He whose thinking mind is dissolved achieves the indescribable state and is free from the mental display of delusion, dream, and ignorance."